Hey, Dalar am Beis. Sagt die Mishnah. These are the ones that get chenek. Choking. Sagt die Mishnah, Hamaka Ava V'Ima, if you smack your father and mother. Not that you kill them, you just smack them. We'll see in the Gemara what that means to smack them. The Goyin of Nefesh B'Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara what you said. The Goyin of Nefesh B'Yisrael, will you steal a soul of Yisrael? Or the Zakin Mamre Alpi Bezdin. Zakin that goes Keneged, the Psak of Bezdin, Bezdin Agadah, the Lishkas Agazis. Or the Navi Asheka. A Navi that said Sheka. Or how do you know that he said Sheka?
Well, because he contradicts the Torah,
or didn't happen, something like that. Or he says nevuah b'shem avedazar.
What makes him into a navi shekhar?
He's a navi.
What does it mean?
You mean I could come and say today?
Right. What's the status? Somebody pops up and says this and this is going to happen in a week.
Oh, so that's not called a navi. That's called stam gesser.
Well,
she
said Hashem told me.
Yeah, either he says Hashem told me. No, but he's saying, let's say, no, okay, that's time that you say, but Zohar told you. But over here, Navi Sheker means, Klal Yisrael Shtel Devek Naviim. It wasn't Stam. You didn't just become, you were a Navi. It wasn't that this is the first time that you became a Navi. You were a Navi. And now I went ahead, and the next time you said
Sheker.
You took advantage of it. Right. V'abal Eishas Ish. Someone who's Mazana with a wife of a husband. She has a husband. The Zaymim of Baskayin, which means that two Edom came along and said that a Baskayin was Bayil with this and this person. And the Maisa, it wasn't true. We found them Zaymim. So the halacha is that she would get Sreifa, and he would get, the husband, the Bayil gets Chenek. So over here, we don't do with what they wanted to do to her, we do what they wanted to do to him. This is, if you remember, the first Amud of Makis said that this is something which is not total Edom Zayman. You don't get Oysa Misa Mamish. Because for her, you wanted to do Sreifa, and they're not going to get Sreifa, even though they wanted to be Mechayev her Sreifa. They're just going to get Chenek, what they wanted to be Mechayev him. That's Zayman Baskayin. And then Ubayala, by Nesua Baskayin, you were Bayala. Arusa, Zuskila, this to Nesua. How do you know that you get killed, you get chenek? So it says you get killed. We don't know what type of misa. Any misa that says in the Torah gets chenek. Now, how do you know if stam misa gets chenek? So the Gemara, we had it earlier. The Gemara in Beis had a machlokes, either because chenek is the lightest misa, so the Torah gives you the lightest misa, or because it was Hukash, another place that said Chen Kla. Zok the Gemara.
But that's a Machlokes.
Yeah, that's a Machlokes, I just said. The Gemara, Eimo, Adekotele, Miktel. Zok the Gemara, Eimo, Adekotele, Zok the Gemara, maybe till you kill him. Maybe it doesn't mean Maka Aviv. How do you know it means just Haka Ba'alma? Just I'm a smack. Maybe it means that after if you killed your father. Zok the Gemara, Miktel Sakadaitach? You would think that you have to kill him? Kotel chad b'sai. If you kill a regular person, you get sai. For other b'chenek, and your father, you should get less. It can't mean that. It can't be that you have to kill him, because if you have to kill him, then it comes out you're getting less than killing a regular person. Like the mahani chlamanda b'chenek kal. Then you're right.
No, someone's saying so. Then I would say that this would also get sai. Attack. I wouldn't say it's like any other misa shabbatayr. I would eliminate what I just said.
No, so why do I need to visit the crowd?
You said Makav Moisima.
Right, no, I understand.
Oh, so when are you going to
another pasuk? Yeah, when another pasuk? Zok the Gemara, Ani Chlamad HaMechenek.
Yeah, but that can't be what the Gemara is saying, because the Gemara is questioning Saif and Chenek.
No, so Misa is the problem. If it's Saif, it makes sense. The pasuk is telling you, but it's under a din of Saif. But if it's Chenek, the pasuk is telling you. Yeah, what are you asking?
No, I'm saying the Gemara is clearly saying the Gemara shverakad is the saif and the chenek. Meaning, how could somebody who kills his father get a lighter misa than somebody that kills anybody else? Right, that's the Gemara's kasha.
Right.
The Torah says maybe takanat. Maybe Taka, the person would get the only reason we just said a minute ago. How do you know that you get mis? That it's chenek is because it's like every other mis. So maybe Taka not. Maybe Taka here. I would say just like every other person would be saved. So
how could you contradict your svara?
No, my drush is only if I have no other choice. What to say? I say that he's going to
have a choice. It says most gemos means chenek. That's how we dash it. You can't argue with a pasuk.
No, every other misa doesn't say strictly, clearly. The Gemara basically said, I have no other misa to attribute it to. So I'm going to tell you, it's the lightest misa in Kala Tera Kula.
No, we say that ever.
Let's say, even here, I don't get your question. Then what? What's your question?
The Gemara's question now is that
it can't be that killing, because killing
it can't be that a
person,
father has to be misa.
Right.
Somebody killed his father.
Right. Why? Because.
The misa is a lighter misa than if you kill a regular person.
Right. And we don't know anything else to do with Maisumas. We don't have another. We should make Maisumas Kila? What are we going to do?
Make Maisumas Saif.
No, because
every Maisumas should be Saif. You have no right to do that.
No, this Maisumas should be Saif. Every Maisumas is Kanak.
Every Maisumas has to have the same version.
Why? And if you did, you should get lighter? Well, we see how chomer a father is. You smack him, you get through, right? We see even without. Yeah, okay.
I wish you wouldn't keep saying smack. No one holds it has to be a chabura.
It's a smack with a chabura. A car attached to smack.
Just smack him, get nothing.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're going to see in today's Gemara. Okay. Zakti Gemara, mechenecha. So you write that it doesn't make sense that the father should get less. Killing your father, you should get less. Elamanda mechenech homo, that's chom misayef meikul meima, maybe fakat. So maybe when it says akah, it means misa, not just the smack, which has a chabur from Rabbi Mazda. The Gemara, ela, midachsiv. It says in Pasuk, Maka ish umeis mais yumas. It says you smack a regular person, you get killed. And you kill them, you get killed. So Shmami, no, we see from these two psukim that kol hecha, the ika aka stam, lav misu. Any time that there's regular aka, it says it's not misu. Why? Because when it says over the aka, it says together that you killed him. It says aka and you killed him. So that means if it says aka stam, without plain, without killing, it means aka itself. So therefore, now this pasuk that says maka of the imoy, and it doesn't say misa, it doesn't say that you killed him, so obviously it doesn't mean that you killed him. Zakti Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going off to a different question. Nitzich lemichtav ish, maka ish, nitzich lemichtav kol maka nefesh. It has to say maka ish is about killing a regular person. And it has to say kol maka nefesh. Why does it say the pasuk twice about killing someone? If it would just say that you killed someone who may...
This has nothing to do with the father.
Nothing to do with the father, yeah. Once we spoke about other people, we just... Have a minute, ish the bar mitzvah. Dafk, if you kill a person who's a bar mitzvah, in. That's when you chayv misa. Cotton, loy, by a cotton, if you kill a cotton, not. Kasa rachmona, kol makin nefesh. If the Torah says, kol makin nefesh, anyone that you kill. So let it just say, kol makin nefesh. Kasa rachmona, kol makin nefesh, have a minute. Afil nefalim. Even if you kill a nephil, which means a child, ben tisha, he's born 9 months, but you know he's going to die, or you kill a ben shmaina, or you kill a child that was born in the 8th month, and we said this earlier, 8th month always dies, always is a nephil, tzrichi. That's just going to tell you, ish, has to be someone that's going to live, and not
ben
just call.
Ben shmaina means he has a simanim of ben shmaina, but yeah. He's born in the 8th month, has a simanim of ben tisha, it's not a ben shmaina.
Yeah, so the Gemara Tzrichi, therefore has to say ish, that it's not, you're right, it doesn't have to be a bar mitzvah, but it has to be someone that can be a lot. It says ish.
So you need to kill a woman also?
Yeah, she's a bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah doesn't mean you had a bar mitzvah. is a person of mitzvahs. Now we're going back to the father. So now goes Rebbe Mazza's whole thing. How about maybe it's mashma that you would think the makkah, just smacking your father, even if you're not doing chabur, maybe you should be chayiv. This we learned in the Mishnah. Hamakkah over the imoy. We're going to see this soon. You're only chayiv till you do a chabur. You're just smacking yourself. You're not chayiv. Zok the Gemara. You just smack an animal, there's no tzad. You didn't make him weaker. There's no tzad that you chayiv. You need a chabur, the chsib on nefesh, because it says nefesh, and nefesh is mashmadam. That's a chabur, af maka adam, ad avid ba chabur. That means in the same pasuk it says maka behem, it says maka adam. So therefore, we see that you have to do a chabur.
When you hit a person, why are you chayiv?
Good, for killing him. That's what the Marsh told that now.
No, we just said.
But it says Marsh of the Megs by over there.
When you kill a person, when you hit a person, you're not chayiv, you only chayiv nezek tzad, you can shabbos bashis, whatever. When you smack your father, you chayiv.
So then you can't compare it to an animal, because by a behemoth, you only chayiv al nezek. So taki, you need a chabur, because without that, there's no nezek. But by a person, you're not chayiv al nezek.
By your father.
If you want to be mechayiv the person, al nezek, taki.
If you want to be mechayiv the son, al nezek, you're saying good. But if you're trying to be mechayiv the son, al tzmaka, stam al tzmaka.
For a long time, you can't compare it to
you're saying good. No, you're saying good. So, but Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying I have a limit. I have a limit from Maka Adam to Maka Behema. So I want to compare the Hakah to the Zakah. So once I have a limit, that is good for the limit. Now, I thought maybe you're asking good is that Lamaisa, this Hakah, where it says Maka Adam, you must, this pasuk, Maka Behema, Shemena, Maka Adam, you must, is talking about that you're killing the person.
Right.
So now we're jumping to the father. We're trying to learn out from the father. We're not really, because you smack a regular person, you're not chayiv on anything. On boishes maybe, you're chayiv, I don't know, whatever you did. But if you weren't, if you didn't give him nezek, stop smacking.
You wouldn't have any
chayiv
at all.
Right, not, there's no chayiv at all. You're always going to have some chayiv because either you're embarrassing him, I don't know, in his house, you know why.
Nobody sees.
Right. There's nothing wrong.
If no one sees, then there's no ages.
I understand, but there's no nezek,
there's no boishes. Yeah, that's a good shot. That's the Shannon I'm busy with, I'm saying. But yeah. Okay. So B'kitzur, we're learning out that just like by Behemi, you need a chabur, so too, when over here it says akah, it means a chabur. So, like the Imam asked, Rabbi Behemi, Alma'ata, Kishab, Avonim, Hachanam, Gloy, Mechayev. If you destroy a Behemi without a chabur, you just stone him, stone the animal. So, Avadi, Yechayev, because that's a nezek. Lama'i said, the guy lost his animal. The guy has a half in his animal.
Talking about
hechisha
means that the
overload
now is weak. It doesn't
mean
kill
him. Yeah, okay. We're not talking about killing. We're saying a case where you didn't do a chabur to the animal, but you weakened him. You stoned him. Whatever. You stoned him. You put on the animal. It doesn't make a difference.
Rashi doesn't say that. I know the Oscar says Rashi doesn't say that.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
You weakened the man.
Yeah, weakened. You weakened.
Means you weakened.
You weakened. So whatever, you weakened. Yeah. You stoned him or you put the stones on him. So whatever it is. So now, the Tesis goes along and explains that that he's never going to get strong again. Because says, well, whatever, Akapanim, you weaken the animal. So now we tell you, so you don't need a chabura which has dam. So why are you telling me you need a chabura which has dam? So you're right. Ella, so for animal you see, you don't need nefesh behemah, so you're right. So when it says nefesh behemah, it's not needed. The inami chisha ba'avonim chayit, if you weaken them with stones, you chayit. Therefore, give it to put the whole nefesh. Chazal to teach you this for Adam, and that means that by Adam has to be a chabura to get right. So the if so, you did so good. So why don't you the hekesh behema to Adam?
I mean, you get the whole pasuk just for you have the whole drasha for Adam.
Right, once I have already the drasha for Adam, so I know already Adam needs a chabura, don't need chayav and chabura, so why do I need the pasuk, the hekesh, from behemoth to Adam?
Right.
The mother, Tanya Bechiski, which we learned earlier in our Testament Beis, the mother doesn't bring it down over here. The Ptur of Kim Ramine, which means that even normally you need Misa to get Kim Ramine, right? To be pata from the mom, and you have to get killed. You're not getting killed, why are you pata? Tana Bechizkiya teaches you that just like a behemoth, there's no difference between mezer and shagig. Because Adam would la'ilam, if you kill the person's animal, even if you were shagig yichayiv, to pay whatever you're mechayiv to pay, so too maka Adam, even though a shagig you don't get killed, you only go to galus, still, to be part of the mamun. So the mahani, so that's the dimin behemoth to Adam. So the mahani, chleman, is the Tana Bechizkiya. Just like Maka Behema. If you do for a fool, if you're Maka's dam, you're a doctor, you're an animal doctor. You're pata from pain because you weren't mazik, Kavana wasn't mazik. So too, if you do it to your father, for a fool, you're pata from dying. Even though you did a chabur. You did a fool for your father. You're his doctor, you're his personal doctor. You're part of him. The boy of the who, we had a boy, Ben Ma'ashiach, is Damla of it. The Ben, could he do our cousins at that? The Molda was a normal thing what a doctor did. Today we don't see it.
They're changing now.
They're
for certain illnesses, they even use leeches.
Really? Okay.
So let's say. My wife says that they'll say if you eat French fries, it's healthy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not that
smoking is the best thing for the body. Can't be that.
I don't know. Yeah. You have the filter charifta. I don't know. That says that you see that when the first time you smoke, you cough your lungs out, so it can't be good for you.
Yeah, Yontif, that's of course. Yeah, Ma'ash Ben Ma'ash Yak is Dam La'ov. That's what today's Zicha. It's us doing Yontif. I'm just saying that.
It's widespread, though. No, I'm saying it's widespread. The whole world does it. Nothing wrong. There's a lot of people. You see people everywhere smoking.
Then Ma'ashiyak is Dam La'aviv. What about a child? Could he do Akaz Dam La'aviv? Rav Masna Amav after Echkamech Avadi could do it. After Echkamech, you would want someone to do it to you. You'd have to do it for your father. From this lima that we just learned out, this hekish. So too, and mak adam refuah pat. No, it's not aver. You would want someone to do it. Yeah, you don't want someone to do it. You don't want to do it, but you want someone to do it. She's no issue. Your father wants you to do it.
Does that apply to everything with kibbutzim? If your father wants you to do it, Rashi says anything you change.
It's
like a mechila
that the father has.
And it's much more than mechila. What do you mean? Give me a mash.
I don't know. What other situations do you have where you're not allowed to do something to your father, but your father asks you to do it?
Let's say the father.
So I told you the
father's
like
sleeping.
Father
smokes. And asks you to buy back cigarettes.
I need to do tshuva, and I want Marcus to help me for tshuva. So he wants you to do it.
We'll see in a minute. The Gemara's not done yet. But if your father asked you to buy a pack of cigarettes, and we spoke about it, we said that that's it's aveir to smoke.
But one's not
going to
kill you.
One's not going to kill you. Stifle. You have to know that's.
No, but that's more. That's. But what? Why is that the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing.
Right.
I don't know. I asked you what. Give me a
what is no? There's not. What's usher? You're waking up your father.
Waking up your father, no.
The Rosh spoke about by Memchel Hashem Shabbos. He says to wake him up. The Rosh says not supposed to wake him up.
You're taking me out of it a little bit tough. The Aruch HaShulchan is mashma, the deacon Aruch HaShulchan is mashma that even if there's a choice, if your father tells you to wake him up, if there's a choice that your mother should wake him up, and that means your father doesn't need you to wake him up. Your father just wants to be woken. So therefore, that first second that you wake him, you did somewhat of a discomfort. No one wants to be woken up. Etzim. So it's better to tell someone else to wake him.
But you want to make his dabble, says it doesn't matter that you could do it.
Oh, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it.
Pimple.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Your mom is doing the most case.
Mom is
doing
the
most case. You just have to the two cases that mom's going to bring.
That's
a reform. Exactly. Let's see before we. Yeah. If Papa, Bach says, Bach is going to say Papa. This is interesting, you know. Normally, you can understand that Bach puts in a word. Like, okay, so the more didn't make sense. He puts in a word. Here, it says Rav. How did he know it's a papa? Navur? No?
Maybe they had a different Girsa, no? We said the Girsa is Habach.
Yeah. Oh, God, Habach. Yeah, okay. Is that number stomach? There's another Gemara someplace or something, or maybe you're the Rambam, is maybe no, the Rambam wasn't today. Yeah, Zok Gemara. If Papa loy shavik lebrei lemishka leisaluye, he didn't let his son, his child, take out a splinter. Ma'abre de Avino, this Ma'a, the son of Avino.
He's not making the chabur, he's just taking out the splinter. He's trying to say that he would understand it, right, the whole time. But the vote is taking out that. He
didn't let his child pop a pimple to take out the lecha. Why dil machavel v'avel shigas isra? Say again. We just came out from the Gemara saying that it's mutter. Right? After the Akamaycha, Makabem, and Akamaycha, whichever one, it was mutter. All of a sudden over here, he didn't let it.
Because it was, because he didn't want it. I mean, mutter if the father's okay with it.
Right, but why would the father stop him?
Well, once the father does, then it's...
Right.
That means exactly.
Right.
Why does Rashi say in the Beis Avraham, I shouldn't say it to a father?
No, we're going because that's the pasuk. After the Achkamach, we're going on the father.
We're going with the Anocha. The Beis Avraham applies also to a father.
Yeah, it does.
Right, I'm saying. And therefore, Rashi is saying Chavirayim, even though it's not a father.
Right, because we're attached to the pasuk. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara says. So again, it's over here of Papa. And Ma'abir Avina didn't let the children do this. Why? Because Dilma Chava V'Avala Shigas Issa. They're not saying that they're worried about the Shigas Issa, not because they're covered. Right? They're worried that you shouldn't do a Shigas Issa. Right?
Why is it a Shigas Issa if it's mutter?
Oh, that was my question.
So some should try and learn some
Machlokes. Oh, very good. Right? This is Machlokes. No, good. No, it's not cheating. Yeah. Some should try and learn some Machlokes because it doesn't stem with the Gemara just a minute ago. Okay.
And they will hold a doctor. Son can't be a doctor.
Yeah, they would hold. Yeah, now we'll get to that. Well, Avadi, you see your father dying. You don't say, okay, I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, that's Kuach Nefesh, what I'm saying.
No, even not. If your father tells you, give me a haircut, it's not Kedai that your father should tell you that from this Gemara. That's why we all know that.
Okay, the Rambam learns because maybe
your father knows that's going to happen if I was allowing him to do it.
Yeah, so they maybe right. Like,
no, the Rambam says it's because maybe he'll be multi more dam or make a bigger chabur.
Right,
no, but according to our master, you can. Look at Chila, you can. Meaning, if we're saying it's a machlokes, then look at Chila, you can do all these things.
Sure. So the Gemara, Yachi Achanami, says so to someone else. He might do a chavala to him, might be a shig of a chavala. The Gemara, Acha, Shig Yaslav. But no, Shigas Chanek, his child is Shigas Chanek, therefore it's more Chama. In fact, the Gemara about the time, we let the Mishnah.
Why should we let him do that?
I'm saying, someone got to be his doctor. No, I'm just saying, Stamma's a bit. Come on, Shigas Lav is more.
It's not Mishnah, but that the Torah would give you a lav to something that you should do. You can at the same, you can save somebody and at the same time inadvertently have it be over a lav. How could the Torah tell you, go ahead and help this person right now, after Achkamach, whatever it might be, take the splinter out or save his life, but at the same time, okay, so then it totally wipes it away.
He's taking the scalpel, he's taking out the splinter, his hand slips and kills him. So how could the Torah tell you to kill him? Torah didn't tell you to kill him. You gotta be careful.
But that didn't happen over here. Somebody's father is lying in his deathbed. You tell me that by saving him, he's also being over alive? A shigigas lav of the chenek?
Exactly. Shigigas lav is because by mistake, when he pulls out the splinter, he might make more of a chavrui. Not the actual taking out the splinter. That's not the shigigas lav. But if he's going to do worse than what he
was. That's what Mar says. Dilma chavrui.
What was the question?
Well, that's it. Was when you have somebody that's.
The mice is mutter. There's no tzad.
Right. So what's even the. What's the. For instance, why is. No, there is a tzad. Because look, they didn't allow them to do it.
No, that was by a father. So we're telling you why
right,
by
a
father. Because Shigas Chanek.
And Mamela was. So what's the Torah telling you to do? Is the Torah telling you to set. The same thing applies if the person's father's dying. It's also Shigas Chanek. And in this case, of Papa, right, if they would have been lying on the deathbed and you have to save them, my father, you would save them, right? I Shigas Chanek.
Nothing's going to happen to you but Shigas Chanek.
Right.
We just didn't want you to get into that. Dag of getting into the problem of Shigas Chanek.
But they didn't stay with a splinter for the rest of their life. They turned to somebody else to do it.
True.
But if nobody else would be able to do it, what would happen?
Then the father would beg the child and eventually he would do it. For your Shigas Chanek, you're not going to get killed. It's a Shigas Chanek. It's not something that we would rather you do. But if your father is going to ask you for it, then Shteitzer, you should let him do it. Right?
Plus, I guess, also the fact that it might get worse. I think that is that the nekuda? What's the?
I don't think you need that. Might get worse, but if you were doing it for Imatara, wasn't for it. And some people know how to take a splinter without blood. Some people don't. That's what he's trying to say.
No, it depends where the splinter is, how deep it is. If it's really deep, you can't take it out. You can't take it out without them.
That's not true.
If it's really deep.
The same way I went in, you pull it out. You have to know how to do it. I'm not so good at it.
If a bad splinter, if it goes in, you can see the dam gathered there.
Okay, well, the argument is, I went over here twice over here with my kid to, what's it called over here? Take out a splinter. One person knew what I was doing, the other person didn't know what I was doing. One person took it out very deep, without them, and the other person didn't know.
It's like when you go for a blood test, if you take the wrong person, they'll make you chabur the last 6 months.
No. Yeah. Okay.
They should fire that person, but they don't fire.
Okay. Dr. Mishnah, in fact, the Mishnah says, Machet shall yad lita basakaitz. You take a needle on Shabbos to take out a splinter. Leichas dilma chavu vavala shigas skila. You're allowed to do it. It's not muks or whatever. It's all sugi on Shabbos. So we say, I affect the Gemara. Leichas dilma chavu vavala shigas skila. Maybe you're going to make chabal on shigas skila. So we don't say that. So tomorrow, it's over there even skila. It's even more chavu nechem. The Mahasa Mekalkal. Over there it's Shabbos, and there's a Ptur of Mekalkal. So since there's a Ptur of Mekalkal, so it's not a Shiga Skila.
What was the Mahasa Kasha Leichus? Then he should wait till after Shabbos?
Yeah, I don't know. It should be awesome. Wait till after Shabbos. The Mahasa Mekalkal. Shiga Skila. The Mahasa Mekalkal. 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 What can you say?
By Chaburah.
Yeah. On Shabbos, yeah. Kakal Chaburah, yeah. The man shamit lay down mekalkel b'chabur chayiv. Who tells you? The mekalkel b'chabur chayiv of Shimon. Shimon Amar come malach shen tzichel gufa pata. It's a man of shechir pata. He says malach shen tzichel gufa. You don't want the gufa. It's a meila. Therefore your pata is different over there. It's not a shigas skila. Shenka by your father shigas chenek. And never shigas chenek. So again, but was there ever a case that you gave someone a hiccup and he started bleeding?
Well,
you're not supposed to give your father. That happens.
It depends if they take a razor to the back of the neck.
I went to a once. They cut my ear.
They cut your ear?
A little bit.
It was a guy stomach.
Yeah, I was like.
And he was using a razor.
I was like 7 years. No, it was a scissor. Cutting. I don't know. I was a seven years old.
You definitely get for moving your head.